Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way, where you wait weeks for a technician to do messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's another way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. It's the two-time winner of CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in security. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's there. But what's truly remarkable is you can set up this system all by yourself. Anyone can do it. It takes 30 minutes to an hour tops, and there's absolutely no trade-off to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice, 24/7. It's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. It's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure you go to simplisafe.com/team. That's simplisafe.com/team.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Hell. We are the perfect blend of Saint sincerity and stupidity.
Ingram, my BF, took it to the house and finished it off with a nice little spinorama at the end. It was a thing of beauty.
Your pillow talk that evening must have been spectacular.
Oh yeah, I put that one on the spank bank.
Should we retry this?
You can't make Ralph do the ad again.
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody, we're going back-to-back days because it's the opening of free agency and you're all shut in your house, so you're a captive audience.
Sorry.
Listen, I had my hashtag System Corner dreams die 3 years ago. I was not prepared to have my hashtag system linebacker dreams die because Jamie Collins decided to choose the irrelevancy of the Detroit Lions over the Saints. Andrew, I am inconsolable. Today could have been ended on a high note. Instead, I'm sad.
These are dark times. Very, very dark.
The pandemic was one thing. Jamie Collins signing with the Lions, it's put me over the edge.
Well, at least you didn't pay Byron Jones, you know, $80 billion for 12 years.
Oh, the Dolphins paid Eric Flowers $30 million. They paid Kyle Van Noy $50 million. The Dolphins are going crazy town, and if
my wife
still gave a shit about the Dolphins, she'd be excited. Instead, she's turned to puzzles. So Dave, as the pandemic grips New Orleans, were you surprised that the Saints managed to do nothing but re-sign David Onyemata? Were you like me and hoping for a big move, expecting something dramatic, and it didn't happen? Thoughts?
No, because I am a superior. I have superior intellect over you, so
that's debatable.
That's not saying much at all.
So I'm not as smart as Juge, but I know I'm I'm smarter than Ralph. No, you know, you asked me yesterday. You said, you know, which, you know, our Saints are going to come out swinging crazy moves. And I said, absolutely not. This is, since Jeff Ireland has been in charge the last 3 years or so, the Saints never come out guns a-blazing. They sit back and they watch everybody else, you know, go crazy. And, you know, they wait till day two, day three, day four, and they get a guy that you were like, oh, okay, that's pretty good. You know, not a guy that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they got that guy. You know, your reaction is more like, oh, cool, yeah, I heard of him. Okay, cool, yeah, good. And that's their MO, and that's fine because that's worked for them very well so far. So I'm totally fine with it. Re-signing David Onyemata, yes, not that sexy, but you know, a good move, a good decision, locking in the interior defensive line.
Good decision by the Saints or Onyemata?
Good decision by the Saints. By the Saints.
Trick question. The answer was both.
was it the salary's 3 years, $27 million? Is overpay, right pay, underpay? Where did y'all come in on that deal?
You asked me yesterday, and I said $10 million. And so he obviously got $9 million a year. So, you know, I don't know if they underpaid, but it's less than I thought.
Brocker's got $10 million a year.
Yeah, so yeah. I'd say it's right on. It's pretty, you know.
It's right on.
My thing about Onyemata, and this is the last thing I'll say about him because we did a podcast on this earlier, which if you pay $10 a month, you've already listened to that.
24 minutes after the news broke, that podcast was up.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing I'll say about Onyemata is he is a guy that you can have on the field regardless of down and distance. And those kind of guys are really, really hard to find in the NFL. So you look at Tyler Davison, Saints draft pick, who just signed with the Falcons, 3 years, $12 million. Good player. I liked him a lot with the Saints. But, you know, he's a second and two player. He's a first and 10 player. He's a third and goal player from the one. You know, he is a limited skill set. Onyemata is the kind of player, regardless of down and distance. Now, he's interior, so he's not Cam Jordan, but Cam Jordan similarly is, and regardless of down and distance. And, you know, I would argue that some sack guys that are 10 to 15 sack guys, they're not first and 10 players. They're not second and two players. So it's really, really hard to find front seven guys, regardless of down and distance, who you can plug in there. You give them any assignment, and you know that they can hold their own. Onyemata is one of those players, and that's why he's worth that much. Versatility goes a long way in the NFL.
Dave, I know you insulted my intelligence.
I gave my opinion about, you know, the Saints signing Onyemata and free agency, but I didn't give my opinion on you, Ralph, and that is that you – still, for some reason, you can't learn that the Saints approach free agency slowly now, and you get yourself all excited, and then you're just let down, and you do it to yourself.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dave,
every year.
Winston Churchill once said, "You cannot teach a man that which he does not want to learn." And I want to be excited for free agency. So I will lie to myself because
it's not a lie if you believe it.
And I'm going to talk myself into the Saints spending big next year. I wrote a column in WWL. I had the Saints spending $261 million on 5 players today. It didn't happen, but it could happen next year. I don't give up hope because I'm stupid. But here's a serious football question. And Dave, I want you to answer, then Andrew. Yes, of course, I was wrong about the Saints spending money because they haven't spent money the last 3 years. But as far as what we thought their priorities would be in free agency, I really thought the priority would be an interior lineman. Now, I know Joe Thuney, he got tagged, so that was out or whatever. But Glasgow for Detroit, he signed for $11 million. Flowers got $10 million for the Dolphins. So the guards' money isn't incredibly ridiculous. And I thought guard was something that the Saints really needed. And I thought it would be one of their first things out of the gate. The guards are kind of gone. Has that surprised you that maybe their number one need that you thought they were going to do the first thing, they didn't? Are you at least surprised by that?
Not really. It's just the first day. And technically, free agency hasn't even started. This is just the tampering period. We're just tampering right now. There's plenty of time left, and they're going to get a guy. And again, they don't necessarily try to go after the best guy and pay him the most money. I think that they've certainly learned their lesson from the Jairus Byrd deal. You know, they went after the bright, shiny object that was Jairus Byrd, and they got burned. And I think they try to avoid that now. And I think they prefer to get guys that are good, not great, not the top two, top three guys, you know, but maybe the fourth best guy or the fifth best guy, and pay him a reasonable salary. And they build their roster that way. So, no, it doesn't surprise me that they didn't go and sign, you know, the best guard that free agent money could buy this year.
Did we just go full mute?
I muted myself. Andrew,
did you mute yourself there, Ralph? Is that what
I did?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. I was typing in the chat room, and I didn't want people to hear the keyboard banging or me power chugging a beer. Are you at least slightly surprised? Because the guard market is sort of all sort of second tier guys now. If the Saints want to do anything at guard, it's going to be bringing back Andres Pete.
It's gonna be Andres Pete music. We need Andres Pete music. It's not gonna be from Mario Brothers, but
what would be? Hey guys in the chat room, what would Andres Pete's music be if we had it?
Shouldn't it be like wah, wah?
The sad trombone from The Price Is Right?
Some sort of disappointing music. It's not the worst thing in the world if you get Andres Pete back for $8 million a year. I know Saints fans are like, what? But, I mean, the guy made the Pro Bowl. He can play tackle. It's not great, but I look at the rest of these free agents. I consider the possibility of Nick Easton being our starting left guard next year, and you know, Pete coming back all of a sudden, not looking so bad.
Andres Pete is like a mediocre dinner option, Dave, that you can't turn down. You won't say no to it, but you're not
excited
about it.
It's like it's Valentine's Day, and you haven't reserved anything yet. And so you're like, I would never go to that place. But you start looking online, and you know, you check out Open Table, and you realize that your 15 favorite restaurants are all booked, and all of a sudden you're like, man, going to the Melting Pot on Valentine's Day doesn't sound that bad.
So basically he's the Olive Garden.
Yeah. Melting Pot, slightly better.
Southwest egg rolls at Chili's don't look so bad.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you. Somebody said the Sanford and Son theme song. That's a good idea, who that 504. No, Saints, I'm almost kind of want the Saints to bring back Andres Pete at a reasonable contract, because no matter what the contract is, Saints Twitter, Dave, is going to lose their fucking minds, and that will entertain me endlessly.
Right, right.
Is Andrew, not that it's Saints news, but I want to tie it into the Saints, because the Texans, they traded DeAndre Hopkins, and he's arguably the best receiver in football, or at least top three. They traded him for a broken down running back and a second round pick, and they gave Arizona a fourth round pick as well. I was trying to think of a Saints move as bad as that. That we knew at the time, we were like, this is fucking terrible. Like, you, Jairus Byrd, we did not know that was terrible. The Jimmy Graham trade, we kind of argued over it.
It's too bad Kevin's not on the show right now, because you know he would mention Sean Knight for Ted Gregory.
Yeah, but even then, we didn't know. Like, you didn't know when they drafted him on that day. You were like, Sean Knight is maybe the biggest bust in Saints history. You didn't know that at the time. Like, this, people were like, what the fuck are the Texans doing? Is Bill O'Brien, does he have the Rona? Is he of right mind? Like, I was trying to think of a Saints move where you were like, this is awful. And
Schuler. He's Schuler.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. He's Schuler. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we all saw that coming. The minute they traded for him, we were just like, well, this is going to be 2 years of 6-10 or worse.
Dave, were you around for the Tabucky Jones?
Yeah. Was he around at the end of Hazlitt's coaching career?
Yeah, Tabucky Jones.
Tabucky.
Yeah. I was around for that.
Someone
I was
said
excited
Steve Walsh.
About Tabucky.
Yeah. Well. We're but always Steve, excited when we get a new guy.
Wargoat said Steve Walsh, but Steve Walsh, it wasn't a sense of, oh my God, Steve Walsh is terrible, what are they doing? It was just like, they might have overpaid. Like, this move.
I was pumped for Steve Walsh. I was. I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah. But that move was bad. Another thing that was brought me way more joy, Dave, than the Texans being dumb, was the Falcons losing Austin Hooper to the Browns and then trading a second and a fifth round pick for a dude that's caught like 45 passes.
Yeah, it seems like they should have just kept Hooper. You know, you just pay the guy and keep.
They can't. They're in cap hell.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
but
they
like
got rid of Freeman could, and they got
like
rid
it
of,
just seems so reactionary, Andrew. Like a panic buy. They were at Costco and like everything was empty and they were like, we got to get something.
We need toilet paper.
Yeah. They got like the Wegmans brand toilet paper.
Wait, what's the guy? The cornerback that the Falcons let go today. I can't remember.
True Font.
Yeah. Do we want to go after him?
I don't know. It'll
gonna be too expensive.
The corner market is ridiculous. I'm curious, Andrew, what's Eli Apple going to be like? Are teams going to your theory all offseason has been teams that missed out on Jones or whoever at corner, Chris Harris, whoever at corner.
Did you see what Jones made? My God, man.
Yeah. So your theory has always been whoever misses out on the big good corners is going to panic buy Eli Apple at $10 million a year. And I thought you were insane, but I have to say, it may happen.
You count me out. No,
Dave,
no, thank you.
Dave, Teddy Bridgewater didn't sign today. And I have always said the longer he goes without signing, the more and more likely it becomes that he comes back to the Saints. The thing is, though, they're going to pay Taysom Hill $6 million. I don't know how it would all work, but do you think if Teddy Bridgewater doesn't get a starting job, where else is he going to go if not to the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, if he's not going to get a starting job, why not stay where you are, continue to back up Drew Brees, continue to stay with a team that's a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and continue to stay with a team that, you know, then maybe next year you might have a chance to compete for a starting job. But yeah, I mean, if he's not going to, you know, if he's not going to get a starting job contract and starting job money and a promise for a starting job somewhere else, then if you're going to be a backup, I feel like seems to me he should just stay here.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Andrew, it's rare when we make these free agent predictions about money or where players are going that we're all horribly, horribly wrong. Usually it's just me. We whiffed on Jimmy Graham in a way that is comical. I mean, listen, People that listen to this podcast regularly know I am in favor of spending money irresponsibly. I do it in fantasy football auction draft every year. I spent $182 on Jared Cook. And even I, Andrew, cannot condone what Ryan Pace gave Jimmy Graham. He gave him 2 years, $16 million, $9 million guaranteed. Weren't me and you arguing on over the podcast on whether he would get $5 million?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like
that doesn't make you guys wrong. It just means that you guys weren't willing to pay that amount of money. You guys very well could have been right, and this could blow up in their fucking face.
Ryan Pace is like, so Mickey Loomis is like the dude that dated this really hot supermodel in her prime, and then you know, he marries her, they get divorced, and like 7 to 12 years later, when she's washed and she's had a bunch of plastic surgery, she doesn't look nearly as good, and then I feel like Ryan Pace starts dating her. I feel like that's the state of affairs with Ryan Pace.
Well, here's the thing, Dave. The Bears have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tight ends under contract. Ryan Pace is the dude at Costco hoarding toilet paper at this point. And the toilet papers are tight ends. That's excessive,
is it not?
And
Amazon is about to shut you down because nobody's going to be paying for your price-gouging tight ends.
Not to mention he tried to steal away Josh Hill.
He really does have a tight end fetish.
He
God.
Does.
Which is hilarious because they still don't have a good one.
They really have 9 under contract?
They have 9 under contract. Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton, Adam Shaheen, Demetrius Harris, Ben Brocknicker, Jesper Horsted, J.P. Holtz, Eric Saubert, Dax Raymond. That's a lot of tight ends.
Dax Raymond, wow. yeah, and hey, there's still the draft too, so still time to get more before the quarantine, before we're all quarantined, and you're not going to be able to buy any more tight ends.
Was there ever a position that you felt like a Saints coach benched on?
I mean, they did linebacker in free agency in 2012. Remember, they signed Lofton, Chamberlain,
Hawthorne,
all in a day and a half. I mean, that was excessive.
Nate Suppart, maybe.
Yeah. I'm trying to. They didn't do wide. They've never done wide receiver. Who did Jim has? They had Norman Hand, and then they had the fat guys. They had Grady Jackson.
Hollis Thomas.
What's that?
Hollis Thomas.
Yeah. I was trying to think. But oh my God, my cats are going bananas. yeah, I don't think the
you
Saints
said,
have
you
ever
said had Grady Jackson. That yeah. set him off. It's like a safety word.
I was trying to think. could you shut that cat fucking up? Jesus.
I think your cat's got COVID-19.
He's losing his mind. My wife took a break from doing her 1,000-piece puzzle to shut. Yeah, to
my wife.
take the cat out back and wring its neck. So Andrew and Dave, you have been the case that hey, the Saints are going to bargain shop and crush your dreams, Ralph. We have day 2, and they, you know, we have tomorrow and then Wednesday free agent. Nick Underhill, by the way, says Pierre Louise is a name to watch. Is that like a French explorer that was with Lewis and Clark? I don't know who the hell that is.
I'm assuming that's pronounced Lewis. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That's Stanley Jean Baptiste's first mate.
are you going to say anything about AJ Klein signing with the Bills?
AJ Klein playing for who?
The Bills.
AJ Klein signed with the Bills?
Yeah, 3 years, $18 million.
Wow. That makes linebacker critical now, doesn't it, Andrew? We said in the off-season preview, Klein was a sneaky, important guy to bring back.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'll be honest, for that kind of money, I would have brought him back. I mean, that feels like that's about what he's worth, $6 million a year. But I think the Saints could probably find someone that performs on a similar level. There's a lot of free agents at that position that are really solid this year.
What was the guarantees for Klein?
I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat can eliminate us.
That's surprising that they didn't keep him for that, because that he was only making five. To make go from five to six is not that great of an increase.
So it's three years, $18 million, 9.7 fully guaranteed.
Ooh, pretty.
So about half.
Dave, if I'd have told you Klein got that deal, would you have said the Saints, he'd still be a Saint?
I'm not happy to see him go. That's disappointing. I know he wasn't the greatest linebacker, but he was definitely good, definitely serviceable, good locker room guy. I would have liked to see the Saints keep him.
You know what losing him means?
That's Anzalone music.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Slowing the trigger.
It's that, plus it's one step closer to our first comp pick in like a decade.
Oh my God. It's so close. Loomis is going to have to get reckless to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You said in a decade, Andrew. When was the last time the Saints actually got a comp pick?
I'll look this up. You guys keep talking.
Probably never during the Sean Payton era.
The last time America had a pandemic.
Right, 1918 was the last time the Saints had a...
when the Spanish flu. Spanish flu.
2011, apparently, was the last time they got a comp pick.
Well, that was the Sean Payton era. Who was that? There's a good trivia question for you. Who is the last New Orleans Saints comp pick?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
So
you said it was 2011. What round?
Well, Wargoat says he thinks it's the seventh rounder in 2011. But
that's not even a real pick. I mean, come on.
We've got to confirm that, though. But who would they have drafted in 2011 with the seventh round pick?
Nate Bussey. Remember
yeah,
him?
That's
he came on this podcast.
Yeah.
Did he?
Well, either that or I interviewed him for Saints Nation separately.
You probably interviewed him for Saints Nation. Yeah, I remember. We had Jameson on. I don't think that's the last player. We don't player interviews with us don't go well.
Isn't Charles Jamerson the last player interview?
The last one. We had Eric Harris.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was before Natrell Jamerson.
Yeah. With free agency, is there anybody in the chat room you can throw a name out? I know Nick Underhill did with the Lewis and Clark helper on the expedition, Saka Jawiya or whatever his name was. But Andrew, is there any name that you're like, oh, he's a middle class guy that the Saints could realistically target?
I don't know. I mean, without throwing out names, I just feel like they got to figure out guard. There's no way they can go. I will say, actually, forgetting all that for a second, the biggest surprise to me is that the Drew Brees contract isn't done yet. Like, he wants to come back. The CBA's done. Well, what are they waiting for? I feel like the Brees deal needs to be inked and done. Like, that should have been the first thing that dropped. What am I missing?
Well, you know what, though, Andrew? We said the same thing in 2011 or 2012, right? We're like, Drew Brees' contract is up. They've tagged him. They got to do Drew Brees first. Mickey Loomis did it exactly backwards. They did everything else and then did Brees. Now, I know they have a bunch of dead money that they have to get done. They can't let it go past Wednesday. But, Dave, in theory, couldn't they do a couple more things tomorrow and then do Brees Wednesday morning?
I think they're fine. I mean, I think that I would assume for the most part they've kind of got a general idea of what Brees' contract is going to look like. So they're making all their other moves.
$9.9 million, so I can be shirtless next Sunday night. That's what it's going to be.
Also, hot take, Ralph, Drew Brees is the reason why you're not getting any first day of free agency action because they haven't signed his contract yet. So really, you should be pissed at Drew.
No, I'm just mad at you because you expose my lack of intelligence to our worldwide audience. Do you know we have four listeners in Guam?
That right there just shows how stupid you are because you think that they don't even already realize that you're dumb.
They've listened to enough shows to know.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. You don't think they've caught on yet?
I mean,
you really are stupid.
I'm blind to my own shortcomings. The chat room says Robbie Anderson would be a nice pickup. He's looking for huge money, though, Andrew. Isn't that correct?
He's looking for huge money. All reports are that he's close to re-signing with the Jets. And I just don't think it's a great fit with Brees. You know, the Saints like tall, lengthy, you know, bulky receivers that can make plays after the catch. That's what pairs well with Drew Brees at this point. Robbie Anderson is a dynamic field stretcher. And I look at Brandon Cooks, who didn't work that great, in my opinion, in New Orleans. And I wonder if a guy like Tyreek Hill, like how great would he really be in the Saints offense with Brees? And that's not a knock on Brees. I'm serious. Like Brees is what he is at this point in his career, which is very good, but you want to have the right players to complement him. And, you know, I think you can get guys that run sub 4.5 40s that can stretch the field without paying them $10 million plus a year.
The Rams,
those guys in the draft.
Dave, the Rams have put Brandon Cooks on the trading block. Should the Saints bring him back?
No.
What is it about that guy?
I don't know, man.
Everybody wants to get 1,000 yards out of him and then ship him away.
He gets passed around like a white elephant during Christmas.
He really does. And he gets brought back the following year.
Somebody said AJ Green was the only free agent fit. Jason says hell no on Cooks. Somebody said Corey Littleton would be a good addition. Corey Littleton is going to cost a lot. But the thing is, sometimes in free agency, we have this idea that guys are going to cost a lot. Mark Ingram last year, they said he was going to get $8 million a year at the combine. He barely got $5 million. So I don't know necessarily that we know about all these costs. Sometimes guys fall through the cracks and we're like, wow, that guy.
I think it's important to remember that. And if you pay $10 a month and you listen to our daily show, and you would have heard me say this today, but that's another shameless plug that you should do it. But every year, and I just remember that year where the Saints signed DeMario Davis, Patrick Robinson, Ted Ginn. I mean, they were all announced within minutes of each other. And it was right when the free agency tampering period was over and you could officially sign guys. And that's because the Saints' method of business is not to leak stuff. It's not to put it out there. It's not to negotiate with the press. They put that stuff out there when it's done and they keep it under a tight lid. And so there's probably 3 or 4 negotiations going on that are either signed or very close to being signed that we know nothing about. And as soon as this tampering period over, boom, we're going to get hit with that news right away. And it's not that they were inactive. It's just Loomis does business a different way than some GMs.
Ooh, Emmanuel Sanders was a guy the Saints poked around last year at the trade deadline. His market will be interesting because he's old.
Yeah, but he's good.
All right, so we gave you guys two shows in a row because you're shut in. You're a captive audience, we feel like. But Dave, as America's pandemic nightmare drags on, have you – the president said today, this afternoon, that it may go on into July and August. If you are shut in for that long a period of time and we do not have sports – have you started to think of what the fuck you're going to do to pass the time?
No. We can't possibly be shut in for that long.
Oh, yes, we could.
No, that's just no way. I mean, first of all, what would that do to our economy? and second of all... I don't know. I don't think there's any way that you're going to get America to stay in their houses for 5 months.
Wait.
And not give them sports.
Wait. The Bills traded a first, a fifth, and a sixth to the Vikings for Diggs and a seventh? Bill O'Brien needs to be taken out back and tased. Jesus God. Sorry, Dave.
Well, I was done anyway. But yeah,
Andrew, what about you? How are you?
Regarding your breaking news, I'm glad to see Diggs, one, not on the Vikings anymore, where we seem to see him regularly, and then two, not even in the NFC.
Andrew, have you thought of plans to, like, survive the pandemic if it stretches way longer than any of us could bear?
I can't imagine work being any worse than it was today. So, but I've said that every day last week, and it kept getting worse. So today was my worst day yet. Oh my gosh. And so I think tomorrow has to be better, maybe. I don't know.
People in the chat room say they want Kwiatkowski.
He's a Raider. He's already signed with the Raiders.
Oh. They have a lot of guys in the draft. If you guys are up for let's hear Ralph mispronounce and butcher names, they have a lot of 9, 10, 12 vowel names in the draft. So if
the
free agency doesn't work out for
you. I was very surprised to see the Raiders go with Marcus Mariota. That was like, who do you start there, Mariota or Carr? Because I feel like they're similar QBs to me.
Why do people keep wanting Marcus Mariota to happen? Like, he's not any good, and he's hurt all the time. Like,
so did they pick him up to be Carr's backup? Is that they're just...
Maybe. I don't know. I think Gruden wants to get rid of Carr. But final thought. I want a prediction.
Hold on. Fredo goes, Carr or Mariota, a Hyundai or a Kia? That is rich.
Final thing. One more week to enter into the drawing for the Shy Tuttle socks, and we'll get a winner. We don't quite know when we'll get you the socks because of the pandemic, but you have one more week to send us evidence either by Twitter DM or email saintshappyhour@gmail. Send us evidence that you use the custom RSS feed if you're a patron. We have 43 people entered. One of you is going to get a pair of Shy, custom-made Shy Tuttle socks. You got one more week, so do that. And also, sign up at the $10 level so you can get the crew to taste some cup. It's amazing. So, everybody, we gave you 2 days in a row. That's how much we care about you in America's time of need during the pandemic crisis of 2020. So, for Andrew, for Dave, who insulted my intelligence, for Kevin, who is somewhere in St. Louis, hopefully avoiding the corona, I'm Ralph. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.